Mustang Moon Podcast. I'm here with a bunch of my friends. Let's introduce ourselves.
My name is Jack Dreyhaus.
Hello, my name is Brody Ulch, and we're in the video documentaries and podcast J term here at Mount Vernon High School. And, you know, we're going to be interviewing our friend. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Aiden.
Now, Aiden is in a brand new J term to Mount Vernon High School. It's about, like, parades and giant puppets, I believe. Just tell us a bit about your J term and what you guys do in there.
Yes, so basically, we have been switching off between two classrooms doing very different things, but all very great at the same time. Okay. We have been doing bucket drumming in Mr. Weber's band room, and then we have been doing pinning umbrellas and puppets in Mrs. Aaron's new classroom.
Interesting.
Very exciting, very exciting.
So, have you guys been doing the puppet, the giant puppet, the whole time, or have you guys been
just
switching off
part of the time? We recently just got done painting our umbrellas.
So, tell us a little bit about those and what those are.
So, basically, we were painting umbrellas and just kind of expressing our creativity onto the umbrellas.
Now, I've heard you guys are painting a Chinese fan. Is that what you're talking about, or is that a different thing?
That's a different thing. We did that before painting the umbrella.
And, how'd you paint yours? What did you put on yours?
What I put on mine was three letters. L-I-T.
Lit, okay.
Yeah. So, basically what that means is awesome. But, like, I did it because, like, I wanted to express,
yes,
like, how I felt, you know, when I was painting that.
Yeah, now, what type of cultures are these? American culture, or?
It could be pretty much any culture you want. Just with around the world, people use that slang nowadays.
Nice. Okay.
I was talking more of, like, the festivals and
parades.
The
festivals and the puppets and stuff.
Yeah. What kind of cultures are those?
So for one of them, for the parades and festivals, recently, earlier in the week, we learned about Mardi Gras, which is a festival.
It's
in New Orleans. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit what you've learned about that.
What we learned about that, we watched a documentary about Mardi Gras, and basically, it's a lot of people gathering around just to express themselves.
Yeah. I've learned about it a little bit in my past history.
Yeah.
Film
was lit. Yeah.
Shout out to Miss Reeves. Film was lit. Taking it back, home roots.
So you talked a little bit about music. What type of music are you doing in this class?
What we're doing is bucket drumming.
Oh, wow.
Bucket drumming.
Yeah.
So, are you learning how to read music? Or?
Yeah. We get these, like, papers with all the musical elements and stuff like that on there, and we basically just put that onto the bucket with the bucket sticks.
Also, so I know a common thing in J term is like field trips and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you guys been on any field trips at all this J term?
Actually, we haven't been, but like I mean, we do go classroom to classroom, which is kind of a journey on its own.
Yeah, we actually had a field trip to the 91.7 radio station.
Public radio, yeah.
Yeah, so basically what we did there, we went there and we watched a live radio broadcasting on the station, and they were talking a lot about mascots, and with Herky, the Cyclone mascot, and then the Panther mascot.
And Griff from Drake,
the
Bulldog.
He
was in the studio.
Yeah,
it was
awesome.
That's insane.
Yeah, well, anyway, we learned a lot about what goes on there and how everything works there, so if any of us wanted to pursue a career in that, well, we knew what it was like.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your giant puppet. Like,
is
it?
Yeah, what we're doing is basically our group name is KFC, and what we're doing is Colonel Sanders.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And who are some of the members in your group helping you out with this? How big is your group in your class?
We have Matt R., we have Connor, a.k.a. Tron, we have Steven, and then we have Aiden G., and me, myself.
So five people in the group?
What are you going to get to be in the giant puppet?
Yeah, I'll be in the puppet.
Oh,
interesting.
It's a human-sized puppet?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Cool.
So you get in the puppet, and then you can make it move and everything? Are you what controls it?
Wow. So I know this is a brand new J term. It's also part of a new section of the building. How has it been over there? You know, what's it like over there? Is it a
you
cool
know,
building?
It's quite the experience.
Yeah.
When we first
I would,
got
I would
in
think
there.
So.
Yeah, when we first got in there, it was a mess. But then later on, what we did is we kind of cleaned it up.
Oh.
And Mr. Voigt actually came in and made
wow.
some tables.
Shout out
for,
to Mr. Voigt.
Yeah. Yeah. Goated legend. I'm like
is
insane.
It.
His table making skills, I can't even.
Yeah.
But it's very huge in that section.
So
of
I'm
building.
Just dumbfounded by this puppet. How big is it? Give us a general size.
You know, that's a good point. Like, are we talking like they say
like
giant puppets. Is it a
puppet.
Big puppet? Or is this, I'm talking a giant puppet.
It
like, how
is,
many people could fit in this thing?
Okay, okay. Basically, we only have one person fit in the puppet.
Okay.
And that will be me. And it's just a big puppet, basically.
So,
but
it's just like
size.
A
human-sized
like costume.
Yeah.
And does,
yeah.
It look, does it look like exactly like Colonel Sanders?
We're trying to make it look like Colonel Sanders, but yeah.
So it's
okay.
Paper mache, cardboard, what is this?
Cardboard.
I'm assuming you're like painting it and stuff. And
Yeah.
Okay,
we
cool.
haven't really gotten
so
onto that
excited.
Yet, but.
Are you going to play music in the costume?
Like, are you going to like go in the costume and do like your.
Just
your...
like poses and stuff,
yes.
like with
oh.
me. Maybe like
okay.
get a bucket of KFC.
And then back on the Mr. Weber side, I don't know you guys are bucket drumming right now. Are you guys planning on doing anything else with the music the rest of the J term?
Not that I know of, but I do know we will be later on throughout the week. We have been going into small groups throughout the classroom, and basically we'd get in these groups and we'd start our own rhythm and rhymes.
So back on the puppet, how long has this been taking to do? Like, how many hours are you spending on this a day?
Yeah. Is this like the main project of
we
the J
term? We just got started on it today, actually.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
So it's going to...
3 days?
Well, the J term actually ends Friday, so how is this going to work?
It won't take that long, really.
How
just,
far are you guys currently?
We're currently on the way there. Like, we got the head done, and we're getting...
You got the head all the way done in one day?
No, I just got to know.
Pretty much.
I just got to know. Is your class going to be like... doing like a whole show with all these giant puppets and like doing like a catwalk type of thing? Like,
that's,
are we gonna be able to see these?
We'll probably present them in front of the class.
Okay.
But that's all I know.
No.
Are they gonna be on display or are they just gonna be, you know, tossed in the garbage can? Like, what's gonna
I have no idea what's gonna result in the puppets. Maybe people will take them home.
And you said they're made out of cardboard, so mobility might be kind of hard. Are you gonna be able to like walk around in there or are you just gonna be able to stand there?
Mrs. Aaron's classroom is a very big classroom now.
Okay.
So we'll be probably able to walk around.
Okay.
Right. So wrapping this up, do you recommend this for anybody else looking
anybody
for J-term class next year?
That is interested in festivals.
Yes.
Parades. And especially puppets. I recommend you do this.
I was almost
going to
do it. It was number two on my list. Yeah.
Make that number one. Okay.
There was like a 50-50 chance for me between puppets and video making and documentaries. So thank you for being on the podcast.
No problem.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The Mustang Moon Podcast signing out.
Podcast.